And I look at the next statement. This is heavy here. All, say all. All things that the Father has are mine. That's heavy there. How much is his? And I watch this. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If all that Jesus had is his, that means it's mine too. Whoa. Therefore said I that he shall take a mind and show it unto you. Why is he taking what's his and show it unto you? Why is he doing it? Can anybody tell me? Why is he doing it? Because it's yours too. That's why he's showing it to you, because it's yours too. We're one with him. Everything he is, so am I. And he's taking what's his and showing it to you because it belongs to you just like it belongs to him. So that's why God wants you to learn how to flow in the Spirit, obey the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, yield to the Spirit. Don't be afraid. Don't let this stuff that the world and the devil trying to intimidate you about tongues and interpretation of tongues. And of course, we're going to get to all that. Don't let him intimidate you and scare you and that you live and you tucked away in a little shell trying to protect yourself. No. God didn't do that. He didn't send the Holy Spirit for you to duck away, tuck away and hide and be afraid. Somebody going to talk about you. Let them talk. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Somebody going to criticize. They criticize Jesus, but look at it. Many of them criticize Jesus in hell, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Which one you want? Which one you want? I'm gonna take Jesus every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to take Jesus every time. Because he's in the place that I like. And cause he said, join me because I got a good place. You think in a torture up there at the right hand of the Father? You think in the demons and devils up there? You think in the liars up there? You think any false gods up there? No, but Jesus is. And we've been raised with him. Come on, Ursula. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to learn some things so we can go some places in the realm of the Spirit? I promise you the Holy Ghost got our number. If you know what that means. Oh, glory. Glory be to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. True. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You know what I hear? Days of glory is here. The unexpected and the expected is about to appear, and you're about to see what you haven't seen. You're about to know things ahead of time that is already available because I'm going to show them to you. Things I ordained for you. Things I laid in the path you're traveling on for you to come into contact and receive it all. I'm changing you. I'm causing things that have been kind of shaky and rough to smooth out and flow because you got in the flow. The enemy will have you to think, try to make you think, that life is rugged and troublesome, but not in the realm of my spirit. It's peace and joy that overflows with my blessing. And my blessing makes rich, and no sorrow come with it. So get ready to move into places in the realm of my spirit. And there will be manifestation that comes forth at you. Dream, but it will not be big enough. It's beyond what you dream. It's beyond what you thought. And it will cause you to ride in this hour on the high side of life. Filled with joy, exploding with power, and you will know where you stand is the enemy can't approach and threaten you, because he'll be too busy running from you. Because he'll say, they are dangerous, they are dangerous, they're dangerous people. They're just like the one that I lost in hell. Just like the one I thought I had conquered. They're operating just like him. I sense the same kind of power, energy flowing from them, emanating from them, and I can't stand it. The further I get from them, like the stronger get on me. I got to get away from them. Oh, yes. That's that army coming forth in this hour. And we are going to capture and rescue those that have been captured. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Phew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Stand up, everybody. Father, thank you for this time together. In your word, Holy Spirit, thank you for being so true. Thank you for helping a vessel that, without your anointing, is frail and imperfect and unable to do, but you qualify by your anointing to deliver a truth that will change the lives of your people. And we thank you that if we walk out of these doors, we'll never let you off our mind, but we put this deep in our hearts and learn the ways of the Spirit and the voice of our Daddy, and that we can walk in this place with you. You said, the just shall live by faith, and we have been declared righteous, justified, in your presence, in your sight, in your eyes. You justified us. Now I thank you for abundant increase upon your children. I thank you, Lord, you caused increase to come, financial blessing coming on them. Open doors, wisdom and revelation, knowledge, opportunities coming. And I thank you, Lord, we are not beggars, but we are truth tellers. And the blessing of the Lord has empowered us, overtaken us, flooded us, and that we can do what you put us in the earth to do. That we lack nothing, we want nothing, and we need nothing, because we'll learn how to receive all that you've given us to walk in this place with you, to tell the good news, the gospel that we're not ashamed of. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.